America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppa.
All right, time to introduce a new segment into the show that we will be doing every once in a while.
Exciting.
We like to call it Audio Hashtag. And why do we call it Audio Hashtag? You go on Twitter nowadays, and you'll see that people start these little games and contests. They'll come up with a funny little thought with a hashtag in front of it, and then people are encouraged to follow it up with an answer.
Okay.
So, Airbnb. It is the Uber of the hotel industry.
That's right.
You don't want to stay at a Hyatt. You don't want to stay at a Hampton Inn. What do? You stay in somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
Not my cup of tea.
No,
don't know about you.
Not my thing.
I like a hotel that's regulated and clean, not somebody's house with a bedroom they don't know what to do with. So, this week's audio hashtag, things you never want to hear from your Airbnb host. The way it works, you tap your Airbnb app, you find out you're going to the Jones's house, you get to the Jones's house, and you don't need Mrs. Jones saying some of these things. Now, you'll be encouraged to tweet us back with some of your own, but these are some we came up with. All right, number one. That's not a bed bug. It's a flea.
Oh, okay.
That's a big, big difference.
I feel so much better about that now.
Because the bed bug bites the fleas. Well, they make you itch, but they don't necessarily bite you. They bite the dog or the cat.
Next.
You may want to use that brush and give a quick clean to the toilet first.
Oh, okay, so I've never stayed at a Airbnb, whatever.
Good for you. That's why we work together.
Are they
it's a house.
Obligated to clean?
No.
Or are they just like, hey, as is condition.
They're taking your $17 and you're staying in the house. Now,
weird.
The suggestion in this is, well, you may want to use that brush and give a quick clean to the toilet first. No, it doesn't matter that Cousin Fred just exploded in the bathroom an hour and a half before.
Gross.
But if you want to, if you feel you may want to grab the brush and just give it a quick scrub around before you decide to take care of business.
Oh, my goodness.
Again, our audio hashtag, these are things you never want to hear from your Airbnb host. The next one, up the stairs, second door on the left, but climb into bed softly because Uncle Ernie is already asleep.
Oh, Uncle Ernie.
You don't know. What if you're expected to share a room with somebody? Share a bed with somebody. It's a king-size bed. It's okay.
Oh.
But Uncle Ernie is a bit of a roller, so he may end up coming across that line of demarcation a couple of times.
Are these real? Does this actually happen?
It's a bit I wrote as you were doing the entertainment report. I did this, but plausibly these things can happen.
I'm like, wait a minute, is this like a real thing?
All right, we step away from the bit for a minute. No, these are real.
All right, fine.
It's comedy. Come on, it's comedy. It's big time national radio comedy here. But it could happen at Airbnb. You're walking into somebody's house. You don't know what the hell's going on.
Mm.
What they say goes. The next one. Any chance you can help hold my kid down as I give him his pill tonight?
Oh.
You're moving in with this family for one night. You're becoming a part of the family.
They expect you to...
There could be a reasonable exchange of labor.
They want you in their routine.
Right. It's intimated that, you know what? You may need to do certain
things. It's in the fine print.
How about this one? Number five. That's a fine bed. My husband died in that bed.
Oh.
That's a real solid mattress.
How long ago?
2 weeks ago. There's still dead skin cells.
Gross.
Yes, enjoy yourself.
So gross.
Number six, feel free to grab the half-eaten sandwich in the fridge tomorrow morning. Because you normally have kitchen privileges.
Right.
You may get to have some V8. You may get to make yourself some toast in the morning.
New definition of continental
That's
breakfast.
Right. See that? Right. Because that's the big thing. All the hotels, you get a nice... Hampton Inn gives a really nice breakfast. I stay there a lot. But anyway.
Okay.
But in Airbnb, when you're staying with Mrs. Jones, the more she can offer, the more successful of an Airbnb-er she's going to be. Number seven, I hope you brought toilet paper.
Oh.
What if they're out? There's no guarantee. She may have not had a chance to run down to the Acme to buy some.
That's true.
And if you don't have any, you are out of luck.
Yes, you
are. Fill in the blank there to get the real comic effect. She got it and she laughed. Number eight, can you scratch my back?
No, absolutely not.
There could be some implied physical favors here.
Gross.
That's therapeutic. It's not anything else. You're walking by. You know what? She's watching TV. You're headed up to bed. It's 10 o'clock at night. Little scratch here and there. It's part of the package.
Is it the fleas?
Could be the fleas. Could be the dead skin from the husband in the bed.
That's true.
We're wrapping the whole thing up here. Number nine. Come on down at 8 o'clock. We're doing a Duck Dynasty binge tonight. You get entertainment with this as well.
I'm less offended by this, depending on the show.
Really?
I'd be down for that, I think.
You would be down for a Duck Dynasty binge?
Depending on the show.
Game of Thrones, boom, you're there.
In.
Walking Dead, boom, you're
In.
There. X-Files, boom, you're there.
In.
And the last one, you had your flu shot this year, right?
Have you gotten vaccinated? Depends on what country you're in.
Right.
Have you gotten your shots?
Have you gotten all your shots? Because you know what? The 13-year-old's got some unidentifiable fungus growing on the lip. We don't know what it is.
Oh.
Doctor says
on the
should
lip.
Be okay, but you may not want to use any of the utensils. All right. So again, that's this week's audio hashtag. You can follow us on Twitter. Let us know your own at Ed Kalenge.
At Christina Stoffo.
And let us know those. And but still, Airbnb, not for me. One of the TV spots they did for it was a woman in New York City who in Brooklyn opened her home up to folks. It was her, her adult son, and her teenage son, and how it's helped her make ends meet. And we love meeting people from all over the world and all over the country. So when they come to New York, they stay with us.
But there's no background check. There's no, you know, proof that this person isn't going to come at you with a machete.
Not a one. Nope. Anything could happen. Tread with caution.
Sorry.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You've heard that success breeds success. It doesn't. It breeds confidence, which leads to more success.
How can you boost your confidence to achieve success? First, look confident. Confident people always stand up straight, walk with a bounce in their step, and keep a smile on their face.
Second, talk confidently. Confident people say the words, I can and I will. Their self-talk is never doubting and negative, but rather instructional and motivational.
Third, act confident. Emotion creates motion. When you act confident, your brain goes to work to give you reasons to be confident.
So this week, practice looking, talking, and acting confident for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Name and town.
Rick Myers, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Special place.
This was where I decided that I was going to marry my second wife.
Hope you told the first one. Tolerance and laughter in the rain. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Ride was special for biker Rick.
We got caught in a rainstorm that year, and it poured down rain, and we're with our chapter. I ride with the Christian Motorcyclists Association. Pretty much, she didn't complain. We laughed a lot and kind of laughed off just a deluge. The bike broke down. It was a whole fiasco, and that made my determination to marry her. So it was a good thing. That was
American Biker Minute
2005.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.